Good evening. I'm here to bless the night, trusting that that which we're doing is called, it's called speak. That God would speak through that which He is choosing to do in us and through us. I'm going to ask us to stand, please, if we can. Our Father, we come to You in no other name than our King and our Master Jesus. We understand that You are the one who is the light of the earth. You are the sustainer of all flesh. It is in You that we live and move and have our being. We thank You for coming to earth. We thank You for rescuing us. Because if You had not told us, we would not have known that we were lost. So we honor You. We honor You. We honor You, Father. We honor You. We deem it a privilege tonight. A privilege to find You in our midst. A privilege. And we don't bow down, Father, as if we are not worthy, because we know that You have made us worthy because of the blood of Your Son. And so we come boldly before You and approach You with grace, and we approach You with confidence, and approach You with strength, knowing that not only do You care, but that You are willing to come to the earth in us and through us for Your glory. And so we say, let Your kingdom come. Let the uncontested rule of Your kingdom reign in the midst of the earth. Reign in the midst of that which we do. Reign in the midst of that which is said. Reign in the midst of the earth, starting from this day. We know that today is a day that You have made. And we know that every day is new. And we are declaring this day. A new day in our lives. A new day in the earth. A new day in the sphere of art. In the sphere of music. A new day, Father. Because You will choose to visit us. Because You will choose to come. You will choose to have Your way. You will choose to speak. You will choose to say those things that only You can say. You will choose, oh God, to enter us and to speak to us. We lend ourselves, therefore, to be Your vessels. Vessels of peace. Vessels of government. Vessels of honor. Vessels that demonstrate Your glory, vessels of willingness, vessels of servanthood, vessels who will say concerning us, we belong to You, and You will say of us, they belong to Me. So Father, we ask that You will speak in the atmosphere, that You will do those things that only You can do, that You will shake the very heavens and the earth, that You will smash everything that had held You back. You will smash it today because You will speak. And even as You speak, Your words will turn into that which You have declared. We deem it a privilege tonight, Father. We deem it a privilege. We deem it a privilege. We deem it a privilege. So we say to the elements, and we say to all that operates in the invisible world, fall prostrate before the King of Glory. For He alone is Lord. 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 He alone. He alone. He alone. He alone is Lord. So speak, God. Speak, God. Speak again. Now ears will respond to You. Our hearts will respond to You. Our bodies will respond to You. We will say to You, let Your kingdom come. Let Your will be done in our piece of earth, even as it is in heaven. We bless You. We bless You. We bless You. We bless You. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm Reverend George Hargreaves. This is my wife, Reverend Maxine Hargreaves. It's our pleasure to be the master and mistress of ceremonies today. I want to hear you give the Lord. A rapturous applause. I said the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Tonight we are here in London at the Cochrane Theatre, Holborn. We are here for a special night, not a concert, for a concert you come to watch whilst others play. But we're here for an act of worship. We are here to hear a man of God, a psalmist. We are here in the Cochrane Theatre in London, Holborn, England, to welcome you tonight, Pastor Chris Delvan.
Hallelujah. It's a good night. That does not mean you should go home. It means it's a good night. Well, it's good to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you. What a blessed moment with you. It's a time to share with you and to share with my brethren and my sisters as well. Thank you. You know, we don't take you lightly. You know, we love you. You know, your name is hallowed in our midst. Why won't we be delighted? When it came to you, for you to make a choice of where you will rest, you didn't choose heaven. You said, the heaven is my throne. That's the place I work from. You didn't choose the earth. You said, the earth is my footstool. But you kept asking, where is the place you have prepared for me? And it was you who said, those wonderful words that are too gracious for us to comprehend. To this man will I look. And so you have chosen man to be your dwelling place and your resting place. Our knowledge is too high for me, Father. It's too high for us. For you are a great God. You could go anywhere to dwell. But you chose our humble hearts to be your abode, where you'll express yourself, your person, your nature, your character, your kingdom and your dominion. Now tonight, bring us to that place, to that realization, and let your name be glorified. Oh, Jesus, you're the light of the world, Jesus. You're the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are. My Jesus, you're the light of the world, Jesus. You're the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are. My Jesus, you're the light of the world, Jesus. You're the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are. Jesus, you're the light of the world, Jesus. You're the hope of creation, Jesus. More than all this, you are. Oh Lord, more than all this, you are. Hey. More than all this, you are. Oh Lord, more than all this, you are. Yeah, hey, hey. More than all this, you are. Help me say, my Jesus, Jesus, you're